discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back in the studio, and as the host, I can now say we're all caught up with our advertisements and our weather, and we have a few minutes before our next required break. And we could talk a little bit more about the Clinton by the Guild and their event tomorrow in Clinton for Fat Tuesday, which is February 29th. That's going on. It's the first time that the Clinton Guild has put together a Mardi Gras celebration. And they did this in an attempt to try to bring some more business into the beautiful downtown area and a way to celebrate a tradition that happens globally and certainly well known for New Orleans and the different Mardi Gras celebrations. So their event starts tomorrow, February 28th, and it starts at 9 a.m. And Mary Lou was kind enough to tell us about her store, Amaryllis, on Main Street, and she will have beignets and chicory coffee. And I believe she said she would be open at 9 and many of the stores open at 10. And that was just one example. She gave so many different examples of the different stores, the windows that are decorated for this celebration, and the ways you can really be interactive. Clinton is really well known for hosting events that are interactive. If it's Dickens Days at the between Thanksgiving and Christmas, or if it is their holiday parade, they're always really fun and active celebrations. And I recently saw that there is also a parade coming up for St. Patrick's Day in March, so we want to make sure we get that information. So if you've never been to Clinton, that definitely is a trip you should take. And if you can do it tomorrow, that seems to be the day. We do have beautiful weather for that. There may be some showers, but it'll be nice and warm. I know there have been other St. Patrick's Day that have there's been so much snow on the ground and so many things going on. So hopefully you'll start your day over at Amaryllis for the delicious coffee that Mary Lou was talking about. And then you'll be able to partake all throughout the day. She mentioned so many different stores. I'm going to make sure we have a list of those stores in just a moment. And hopefully the three things people always want to know about Mardi Gras is their food. Well, there's definitely food. They have several restaurants that are participating and serving meals that have the flavor of New Orleans and the Mardi Gras piece to it. Chicory chicken was one of the dishes that she mentioned, different types of flavored coffee, and certainly outfits. Everyone needs an outfit for Mardi Gras, right? And we have to incorporate our beads into things. So there's a lot going on in the town, and it's great to see that. It's great to see just trying a new event, and hopefully that's an event that becomes an annual celebration. It is great to support our local businesses. We know from a statistical viewpoint that the small businesses are what helps our economy to be strong and to thrive in our communities. So we are hopeful that everyone who has an opportunity tomorrow will stop by Clinton and take advantage of this fun flavor that is going on. You may recall back in October, they had a pumpkin decorating contest through all the different stores in the evening, and I had posted some pictures. It was really a fun event. I think it's great when events can be interactive and people can participate. It makes you feel like it's more of a town, and that's really the flavor that we're looking for when we are thinking about Hunterdon County and all the strengths that it has. So we're looking forward to this event. I'm going to try to find a list of these stores and some of the things. I should have, Mary Lou can really speak quickly, and I was not writing fast enough, but I'm going to make sure that we have all this, and we'll follow it up with some information on our Facebook post. So we do have to take our news break now, and then we'll be back to talk more about Clinton and some of the things going on in the news and in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare and get states the flexibility that they need to make the end result really good for them.
President Trump talking about his budget proposals and the replacement of Obamacare. The president also said he's going to increase defense spending after the military was decimated by the Obama administration. The new head of the EPA is speaking out, saying he's going to roll back regulations and change the entire culture of the EPA.
Rulemaking matters. We're not going to have sue and settle. We're not going to have consent decrees. We're not going to lead that agency in a way that regulation through litigation. We're not going to bypass rulemaking. We're going to do the work that Congress has said that we must do to advance those issues.
A new poll is suggesting the media too slanted and rough on President Trump. The poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News found 51% of responders think the media is too critical. USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
The Book of Mysteries opens up the mystery of Masada. Masada is the mountain desert fortress on which ancient Israel met its end as its last soldiers were overcome by Rome. For 2,000 years, Israel was dead. Its land was a waste. It had no hope. But God promised he would resurrect Israel from the dead, and he did. And the resurrected nation went back to its ancient grave, Masada, to excavate it. And they discovered there something amazing hidden, a message, an ancient prophecy for 2,000 years. Ezekiel was this: I will open up your graves. I will cause you to come up from your graves. I will bring you into the land of Israel. It was waiting for 2,000 years for the day to be fulfilled. What does it tell you? God's promises are true. And it doesn't matter how dead and impossible something is, he's the God of the impossible who opens up your grave.
What you just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Get it online or wherever books are sold, and at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
A new Veterans Administration hospital is being praised for its design setup. Chris Barnes has more.
It's known as the Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare Facility. The Wall Street Journal praising the new facility in an article over the weekend for taking into account the emotional needs of vets with regards to wall colors, social spaces, even the number of chapels. Design experts say it should be the model for all future VA facilities. I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you live with a biblical worldview? Over 100 million Americans claim they do, but a study from ACFI shows that, no, that's not really the case. ACFI quizzed people on biblical living standards and found that while 70% of Americans claim to be Christian and almost half of Americans say they live by biblical worldviews, only 10% actually do. A shocking part of the study showed that only 4% of Americans under the age of 30 live by a biblical worldview. USA Radio News.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Well,